Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Yomi Zvachem Ayin Gimel. We begin two lines off the top of the Amud Desanya. So we're in the middle of a question on our Mishnah, where we learned that even one problematic, faulty animal that got mixed into a whole group of fine animals, karbanis, which are suitable for hakrava, that single problematic animal will invalidate everybody. Okay, so let's say that was a chatas hamesa, a chatas which was faulty, slated for misa, gets mixed into the other valid karbanis. They're all slated for death. You can't do anything. You can't be makriv. And the question was, the obvious question was, what happened to bittul b'raiv? One in, say, 10,000. Null and void. Batel mavutel. Kafradar. Right? Why do we have to reckon with that single problematic animal? So the answer was, well, an animal is something which is counted individually. Right? At times. Not always, but at times. When, you know, the fellow sells animals, he will count them one by one. That gives each animal individuality, uniqueness, which won't allow it to become meshed into the, you know, into the equation, into the group, and become batel. It stays unique. It stays independent. Doesn't lose its identity. You have to reckon with it. That explains our Mishnah. And the point was that although animals very often are sold by bunch, by the herd, by the group, without counting them individually. Nevertheless, the Tana, the opinion reflected in our Mishnah, is of the opinion that kol davar sheyesh bo minyan. Right? So let's see. Just go back to the top of the Amud. Kol davar sheyesh bo minyan. Afilu midrabanan loy batel v'kolshkin v'derais. Any item which has an element of count to it, sometimes it's sold by count, by number, will not be bottled into the larger group, even if the issue is a rabbinic isser, certainly in our case, where the isser is the rice. Where do we find such an opinion? The Sanya, we find it in the following brisa. So the fellow took a litra, a certain measurement, a certain weight, of ktsiyas, of dried figs, which they would then press into a container, into a barrel, or whatever. Shadarsa, he pressed. He squashed this pound of figs, which happened to be truma, only suitable for a kohen, okay, and he mistakenly mixed it up with regular, mundane figs. Shadras al pi eagle, he pushed it into the top, the mouth, the opening of a container called the eagle, in which there were many other figs, which were okay, but this one is truma sitting on top. Now he doesn't know which. He has 100. Doesn't know which container it was in. He's not sure into which container he pushed in these figs. Now, you know, certainly it's lying on top. Whichever barrel it was, whichever eagle it was, it's still on the top of that eagle. The top layer is truma, the rest is not. Okay, but he doesn't know which container. Or al pi chavis, into a barrel. Not sure which barrel. Al pi kavers, into this honeycomb-shaped a container, a different type of container. Okay, just another variation of the same mix-up. Not sure into which one he pushed it in. What do we do? There's a layer of truma sitting amongst all these containers, not sure where. So we have Rabbi Meir's take and Rabbi Shua's and Rabbi Yehuda's take. Meaning there was a machlekes between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Meir had one version of the machlekes. Rabbi Yehuda had a different version. Here comes Rameya's version. Rameya Omer, he says as follows. Rabbi Lezer's shita is Rabbi Lezer Omer Roin Esel Yonos. He takes a very lenient approach to this whole thing. He says, you know, truma needs 100, right? If it's one part truma into 100 of non-truma, the truma becomes null and void, becomes batel. The question is, can we combine the material on the bottoms of these containers, when you know with certainty that the truma is only sitting on top? Can you sort of add all the material together and say, okay, it's 100 against one and its bottle? Or are we only going to focus on the top layers? You need 100 okay layers versus this one problematic one. Which way do we go? Rav Lezer Omer, he takes a lenient approach. Tosfos says because it's only a peiros, the halacha is that truma of fruit is only midrabbanan, only by dagon, tirosh, v'yitzar, grain and olives and grapes is it deraisa, but otherwise it's rabbanan. So they will make, they apply the leniency that we could sort of look at all this material, wherever it is, top, bottom, middle of the barrels, and it's all, it's one big mix, and if it's 100 against one, it's bottled. We look at the upper layers, one of which is truma, as though they're separate, meaning they're all mixed together with the bottoms. If you have enough amongst all these figs to nullify the layer of truma, you're good to go. Rabbi Shoimer, no. He takes a more strict approach. He says, you need 100 top layers. So you need 100 containers, 101, one of which is truma, 100 is not, to nullify the truma. Rabbi Shoimer, yesh sham meya pumen, if you have 100 mouths, 100 top layers, then you can nullify the truma. But otherwise, you can't just factor in the bottom material. They're not part of the equation, not part of the mix-up. Hapum and asur, so all the top layers are asur, out of uncertainty. Vashulayim mutar, and anything below that is okay. According to Rameir's approach, Rabbi Lezer is very lenient. You can sort of virtually mix all the materials together and get yourself 100 versus 1. Rabbi Shua says you can only count on the top layers. Now comes Rabbi Yehuda's version of events. Rabbi Daimer, according to him, Rabbi Lezer's shita is like this. Rabbi Lezer Omer, im yesh sham kuf pumen yalu. This is like Rabbi Shua a minute ago. If you have 100 upper layers, yalu, that can nullify the problematic truma layer. Vim laver, otherwise, apumen asurim, and the rest is okay, like Rabbi Shua a minute ago. Rabbi Shua Omer, he's very strict according to this approach. Rabbi Shua Omer, no way. A literal gatzias is not bottle at all. You can have a million against it. It's not bottle. And this is the shita that we were looking for. Rashi says, because a literal ketzia is something important, something sold individually by number, in which case you can't nullify it. Rabbi Shoimer, afilu yeshom shloish miyus pumin. Imagine you have 300 barrels. So you have 300 layers to speak of. 300 upper lo yalu, you can't be mavata the truma. Rashi says, the chol shedarkei limonos lebot, anything which even at times is sold by number is never a bottle. And that corresponds with our Mishnah as well. A bal chai mixed into the other bali chayim, other animals, is not bottle for that reason. Now Rabbi Shua will conclude. He says, look, but in the following situation, I will concede that bittul will nullify the Isra. Drasa be eagle. So he squished in these figs into the eagle container, but he's not sure where. Top, bottom, middle. So eventually it's all getting mixed up with the rest. It loses its uniqueness. It loses its individuality. It's no longer a separate layer. In this case, even I agree that it will be bottle. Okay, so the Braisa concludes. You should know that in this case, all agree. Drasa be eagle, be'in yudea, be'ezim mokim be eagle dar. So he pushed it in. He's not sure where. Rashi explains, here we're speaking not on the top, rather it was a wide, you know, container, and it was on the bottom. He's not sure, the right side, the left side, the middle. Ve'ni yodea, ve'ez ha'mokim b'igol dorso, it's fine, right on this side, it'll join on the other side, all agree in this case, if there's 100 versus this one, right, it's 100 against one, then it's bottom. Okay, Ravashi Omar. Here comes another answer, another teretz to our kash. Why isn't the problematic animal bottle on the rest? Ravashi Omar afilu temir rabbanon. You know what? Even the rabbanon who disagree with Rabbi Shua's strictness, that anything which is even at times counted can't be bottled. Even they who hold that you could be mabatel, typically, but not by an animal. Bali chaim chashivi vilibatli, an animal. It's a live being. it's chashiv, and it's not going to be a bottle. Hence, even one problematic, faulty behema cannot be bottled in the rest. So what do? You can't be makriv. You can't be makriv the rest. In fact, if it was a chatas ha-mesa that got mixed in, everything is slated for misa. And the question is why? Okay, bittul, no bittul. But there's another concept called the parish miruba parish, which means you have a mix of good and bad. And the majority is good. So you have 1 in 10,000. That's a problematic item. And you take one. You remove one item out of that mix. Chances are, he's okay, right? Chances are, he belongs to the majority element amongst this mix. Far chance that he's the single problematic item, right? Okay, so now, we have another solution to our mix, to our problem. V'nimshich. Extricate one animal, pull him out of the group. V'nikrav chad chad minayu. Rashi's girl is chad chad. One at a time, take one at a time. Take one out, okay. What are the chances that this animal is the problematic one? Far chance, because it's just one bad animal and, you know, nine other ones. We assume he's from the nine. Okay, go put him as a carbon. Do the same thing to the next, until you're done being makriv the whole group. Right? Each one individually can benefit from this concept called the parash meruba parash. Right? Something which separates from a group is assumed to be part of the majority element. Venema, and let's just say, called the parash, when something separates, meruba parash, assumingly he's from the majority. Says the Gemara, hold it. Nimshech? You're suggesting that we pull one at a time from the group. Havalei kavua. You're running into another issue. You see, the group is established in its place. That's called kavua. When something is established, we ignore majority and minority. The problematic element in this equation doesn't really relate to the rest of the element, to the rest of the equation, I should say. So it doesn't really become part of that broader equation. And basically, each item there now has a 50-50 chance, so to speak, that you're running into the Isser, that he, in fact, is the problematic item. When you have a mix, a proper mix, so the problematic item, the Isser, connects to the rest, becomes part of this broader equation, the majority of which is okay. So you say, okay, whatever comes from that mix, presumably it's from the majority, called the parish, miruba parish. But when it's a kavua situation, when there are, you know, established stores, you don't know which store you bought your meat from. You don't say, well, most stores are... No. Each store is a standalone entity. It doesn't relate, doesn't mix with the rest. So your meat is now 50% okay, 50% not okay, right? Which makes it not okay. You could have bought it from the kosher or non-kosher stores. You don't reckon with the fact that there are more kosher than non-kosher. Same here. It's a group of animals standing in one place. So the usher amongst them is kavua. So any animal there is now sort of 50-50. Any animal you encounter could be the isser, could be the heter. V'chol kavua, when you have a kavua situation, it's like 50-50. You can't reckon with majority versus minority. Ella, rather, the question was, fine, don't extricate an animal from the standing group. Nichbishinu. Push them around, deny the, let them run, get them running, get them moving around. And now they're no longer kavua, they're moving around, they're no longer established and permanent in their veneva. Now we can apply the idea of kol deparish, meruba parish. Amarava, the answer is like this. Gzera, true. When you grab the animal, at that time, at that point in time, you can say, yeah, kol deparish, meruba parish. But there's a gzera, there's a concern. Because then when you take these animals, separately of course, and then you give it to the kain, you know, to ten kainim, it can happen that they will be makriv the karbanis all at the same time and do the zrika at the same time. Now they're sort of rejoined together as a group. And we're back to the problem, because in this group you have Isser. Gzeret is a concern. Shema yavoyu yud kayanam vas achas v'yakrivu. It might turn out that the 10 animals that you pulled out separately now rejoin together during the hakrava process, being executed by 10 kayanam simultaneously. Amli, Chacham turned to Rava. What's the issue? Alamiata Megisa Asir, you mean to say that it became mutter already. When you separated one animal at a time from this bunch, well, you're okay because we assume you're from the majority, and likewise you're okay, right? So they were sort of stamped as okay, as kosher. You're suggesting that they become usher again? They sort of lose that heter? The magisa, the container containing the blood of the carbon, now joins them together and makes them usher again? How could that be? Once they were stamped as okay, Rashi says, they had a chazaka. When you took that animal from the group, that's it. It's kosher. You can't revert and lose that status and become pasul again just because they're being processed together. Who cares? So the answer is like this. Mishum shema yavoyu yud gehanem bas achas v'icho. No, the concern is not that the hakrava will occur at the same time. That wouldn't be an issue. Because once they become mutter, they can't become asur again. The concern is that maybe 10 kohanim will decide to grab these animals. Individually, of course, but it will be done at the same time. So since they're all being taken at the same time, you can no longer say, well, this one is coming from the majority, this one, they're all sort of dispersing at the same time. There's no majority to speak of. He's just dissolving the group all at the same time. So that's a concern. If we allow this to happen, it might happen in this way. If you allow it to take individually, it might end up happening as a simultaneous dissolution of this group, and that's a problem. Well, says the Gemara, we just spoke about chasing them around rather than taking them as they're standing, stationary. What are the chances of grabbing 10 animals at the same time while they're running around? It's quite impossible. Says the Gemara, "Ba'asara kahanim bevas achas mi'efshar." How is it possible to have 10 kahanim grab these animals that are running amok at the same moment? Elam Rabbi says, "Rabbi, you're right." Nishum Kapoor. Back to your question, why? Why can't I just take one animal at a time? Mishum Kavua. Because although you've learned Zvacha Ma'in Gimel, the proper way to do it is to get them running around, disperse them before you grab. But the next day I might not realize that. And Chacham are concerned if we allow it in this case, it might come, it might lead to the next person grabbing an animal from this group while in stationary position, which runs you into the issue of Kavua. Which disables the aloha of called a parish, meiruva parish. Amar Rava, okay, hashtad amar rabbanon loy nakrim. Knowing this, that the rabbanon disallowed this group from hakrava, for whatever reason, but they disallowed it. Suppose a person goes ahead and takes an animal and is makrav as a karb. Does it work? Ikarav loy maratzi, it doesn't work. Because what's rachamim? Disallowed it. It becomes doche, it becomes rejected. It's no longer fit for a karb. Esvei Rav Huna Bar Yudel Rav has a kasha to you, he says. Really? If the Chachamim disallow Hakrava, that disables it permanently? So we have the case in the Mishnayis, right? We discussed it the other day. In Mishnayis Kinam, we have these birds that got mixed up. Chata, so Chata's bird, which is meant to be processed on the lower part of the Mizbeach, so Arab Oila got mixed into an Oila bird, which is meant to be processed upstairs. Or the opposite, Ba'ilash and Sarah Bachatas. I feel Achas Brib, even it's 1 in 10,000. You're stuck. Yamusa Kulan, they will have to be put to death. Because you can't take your chances. You can't be makriv of them on a chance that it might be in the wrong place, right? Okay, Bamed Vamamurum, when do we say Yamusa Kulan? Bekoin Nimlach, when the Kohen decided to do the right thing and to seek advice, to seek instructions. If the Kohen was a wise guy, he decided, okay, I'm going to do this without asking. What happens now? So it depends what he did. Also on the Malam, if he did them all, the entire mix, he did on the upper part of the Mizbeach, so the Oila is okay, but the Chatos is possible. Mechza kosher, mechza possible, right? Half is okay, half not. Right? Let's say it's 1 on 1, right? So the Oila is okay, but the Chatos is not. Mechza kosher, mechza possible. Likewise, if he processed them both downstairs, lamato, same story, half and half, mechza kosher, mechza pasul, because the chatos is fine, but the oil is not. But achas lamalav, achas lamato, if he decided to do one up and one down, but he failed to identify which one belonged where. So now we have to assume the worst, that perhaps he totally mixed them up. He did the chatos upstairs and the oil downstairs, and therefore shneim psur, they're both pasul. So the question is, here's another example where the Chachamim would not have allowed him to proceed, right? Like we said, you know, if he would have sought instructions, we would have told him, hey, don't process anything. And still we say, if he proceeded, he salvaged at least something. And according to you, Rava, whatever the Chachamim disallowed, Hakrava, that becomes possible, becomes Dachi. Right? Okay, so again, the case of Achas, Lamat, Lamat, Shteim, they're both possible. Oh, and the Mishnah continues, Shani Omer, why? I'm concerned that he flipped them around. Chatas, Kreva, Lamala. Va'ilu, Kreva, Lamata. The Chatas went upstairs and the Oilu went downstairs. But the question is, why is anything kosher in the other cases? If they became possible, you know, rejected in Rabban. Ella, ha command Omer, Balachayim, Nidachin. Ha command Omer, Balachayim, Einu, Nidachin. Really, this connects to another machlokes. Whether an animal, a living being, can become rejected at all. Rabba was going like the opinion that it could, balachayim nidachin, whereas this Mishnah is of the opinion that a balachay is not going to be, there's no concept of dichui by a living being. There's always, you know, always hope for a living being. So, yeah, that explains the Mishnah. Asks the Gemara, yeah, but all agree that once the animal experienced shechita and then it became rejected, all agree it becomes rejected permanently, right? Harish shechutim, a carbon after shechita. The lukuli alman edach. All agree, dichoy applies, right? In concept, and still, and all, we'll find you a case. That that although you shouldn't be processing the carbon, if you do it, it's okay, right? Like in the case of a mix-up. Which mix-up are we speaking about? So Rashi says, speaking about a behemoth which was a balmum. Blemished behemoth. And the parts of that behemoth, after shechita, got mixed into other parts, other ivorim, of other karbanis, which were fine karbanis. So if you ask me right now, right, if you ask the chacham, if you seek advice from the rav, he would say, halt. Right, hands off, don't do anything. You can't be makriv of any of these avarim on the mizbeach, because amongst them you have faulty avarim. And still in all, the Mishnah says, usnan, let's say he proceeded, he did it anyways. Reb Lezer holds, im kara harif shalachad mehen. So you have all the avarim, you have the, like we said, we have the one that was the blemished one, the pasul carbon, and we have the other ones which are proper carbon oila, which belong to the mizbeach. So Leza says, imagine you have 10 heads here, meant for the mizbeach. Im karev harish shalechad men, if one of the heads somehow made it to the mizbeach, wasn't supposed to, but it was born on the mizbeach. So we say, you know what? Let's blame the Isser on that one. Let's assume that was the problematic one, it's out of the way, and now Yikruvu kol ha-roshim. We can go ahead, lichat chila, process the rest of the heads. So it's a big kula, a big leniency, right? And we assume, we hope for the best. The problematic one was already put on the mizbeach. It's too late. It's out of the way, and the rest are okay. That's a kasha on Rava now, because Rava told us that wherever you meant to keep hands off, and you went and you insisted and proceeded, it's dachi. It's pushed away. It's rejected. And here we have a case where, had he sought our instructions, we would not have allowed it to happen. You can't just go take your chance, be makar of one of the many, which contains a problem, right? Hey, he did it anyways. So now you can continue and be makar of the rest. They're okay. Says the Gemara, Huda Amar Kecharon HaMitzri. You're right. Clearly this opinion just mentioned will hold that even after Shechita, it doesn't become dachi, but Rava. Sorry, this price, this Mishnah, Belezer, says that even after Shechita does not experience dichui, He's going like the Shita, who the Omar Kechanan HaMitzri, who holds the San Yechanan HaMitzri Omer, that even after Shechita, if something happens, you can still salvage it. And there's no Dichri. The San Yechanan HaMitzri Omer, this is on Yom Kippur, we have the pair of goats, right? One is a Chata, Sar Lashem, one is La Azazel, empty throne of the mountain. He says like this, Afilu Dam Bekois, even after the Shechta, the Chatas, and the blood is sitting in the container, and somehow his partner died. What should we say? Disabled? Gone? Or do we quickly get another animal and pair him up? Do we say, well, once he becomes possible, once he becomes, you know, deactivated, he loses his partner, so that stamps him as rejected, and you have to start again? No. Maybe Chabeiru Mizavagli, but just bring another animal quickly and pair him up and proceed with the blood. There's no dich. So that's a unique shita, which Rabbi Lezer follows as well. But Rabbi was going with the standard conventional shita, which holds that not only is something which is shachut become nidche, but even a balchai, right? Rabbi held that even the balchai, the case in our Mishnah, where one problematic animal mixed up with many others, once we don't allow, Chachamim stop the process, stop. Don't take your chances. So that makes it, that stamps it as a nitcha, as a rejected, and even if he continues, proceeds, if he makriv, it will not be considered a kasher or karban. Okay, so in a nutshell, we had a case of a problematic pasul animal mixing into many others, which are okay, Mishnah says. They're all now the pasul. Can't take your chances. And the question was why? It's batal, it's one in many. The answer is, well, an animal is sometimes something which is counted, and that gives it chashivas, or because in general, a balchai is chashav and not batal. What about just pulling out one of the group and saying, well, chances are he's the okay one. Call the parish, midu parish. And even, you know, let's say we'll get them running around, so there's no issue of kavua, of being stationary, of being planted in their place. Well, the gzera is, if we allow it to be done running around, next time it might happen when they're standing together, which creates a situation of kavua, and disallows the idea of called a parish. Going to Rava, take it a step further. Once this was said, even if he proceeds and does a krava, it is considered pasul. All the best to you and atzlacha.